This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You knew it was going to happen eventually. They were going to replace cash. I just didn't think it would come under the Trump administration.
We're going digital? Come on.
That's what I thought.
Oh.
But I guess I didn't read the whole headline. They're replacing Cash Patel, not from his FBI gig. Remember, he was over the FBI in an interim over the ATF.
Correct.
So they've named a replacement. Well, at least various reports are coming in. I don't know if it's the official word yet, but it looks like it's going to be Secretary of the Army Daniel Driscoll. Will take the lead at ATF.
Nice.
And in place of the current acting director, Cash Patel. So there's still Cash.
Yes.
There's still Cash, but he is just going to focus on the FBI, which probably, I would imagine, is plenty.
Oh, he'll have his hands full.
I would think so. There's
a lot of cleaning up to do.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Annihilate and nine.
Yes.
And 900.
Yeah. Sadly. Yeah.
Big gig.
Mm-hmm. They can do it.
Of course, the big talk is what a huge market yesterday, breaking all kinds of records. And, the timing couldn't have been better. And it gave people a little, a little respite, a little breath, it's not completely the end of the world. And people were being, they were being panickins.
Yes,
they really were. And a lot of people that had been supportive of Trump and his policies, but that's a bridge too far. These tariffs, they're all terrible. Tariffs are like a lot of things that could be utilized by the government. They can be very good things. They can be very harmful things. It depends on what the tariff is, what the product is, what the country is involved in receiving the tariffs, and what countries are being penalized by the tariffs. It has to do with your workforce, your manufacturing abilities. It can get very, very complicated. But, of course, everything has to get watered down and filtered down through our mainstream media that works hard to continue to dumb us down so that they can just basically say, market dropping, end of the world as we know it. Stop Trump. Stop him. Stop the tariffs. It's out of control. He doesn't know what he's doing. Wrong. He knows exactly what he's doing. Look, I support this president wholeheartedly. I do everything I can to not have blinders on. I have a bias. It's true. Mm-hmm. I try to, as often as possible, not let that cloud my overall judgment and the gift the good Lord gave me of having logic. So based on that, and based on the track record of Donald Trump, of course he's going to do things to shake it up. That's why he won the first time. That's why he won this time. We want him to shake it up. we see where America was headed. And the Biden administration was only given another 4 years, whoever the, you know, the puppet would be at the, you know, at the top, doesn't really matter. The radicals had really have and had a foothold in the Democrat Party. We were heading in that direction. The far, far left radical agenda. Isn't it interesting how Trump comes in and shakes it up in a very short time? And we're not talking as much about transgender. Let's get these kids operated on. Kids know what gender they want to be when they're 9 years old, and that should override what the parents think and all that. That's almost in pretty much in the rearview mirror.
Where's the Ukrainian war at these days?
It hasn't been a bunch of chatter, although I guess the European Union and some countries, what are they calling a coalition of the willing, are talking about even as far as possible boots on the ground to support Ukraine. And the president is not participating in that because I think he was pretty straightforward. Yep. He wants the war to end.
Right.
He wants the war to end. And by sending more money, more arms, more everything.
You're part of the problem at that point.
Well,
at some point.
Could be.
I mean, potentially. Yeah.
You want to get people to the table. You got to get them to, you got to get them to sit down and try to work it out. And again, you know, the best guy to have involved is the guy who wrote the book on the art of the deal. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I guess overall, we have to get used to the term volatility. You're going to be hearing that a lot, but you know, don't be a panickin and know that stock market, when given, you know, a period of time, always rebounds, sometimes quicker, sometimes it takes longer, but it always eventually comes back and then grows again. And it has the entire time it's been around, and it will continue to do that. And if Trump is successful putting some of these things in place and strategizing and using the leverage that we have, this is not conjecture. This is not opinion. This is a fact. We're the largest consumers on the planet, and we're not the biggest exporter. We're not even close. We're one of the smallest advanced nations in terms of exports. We don't send anything anywhere anymore. Now, that needs to be rectified. But in the meantime, we are the buyers. We are the consumers. We hold that hand. We're sitting there in a power position. And Trump knows that. And some of the folks that are playing the game are beginning to understand that, too. And many of them want to come to the table and they want to work something out. And that's great. And China wants to play hardball. And that's okay for now, because all it will do is isolate them. And one country that cannot survive without exports, without having the ability to export, is China. That basically, frankly, that's their economy for the most part, is export. If they don't have that, and who's their biggest customer? We are, okay? You got a big fancy store, right? But I'm your customer, and I don't go to that store. And I can live without going to that store for a while. And yeah, I miss some of the things that you had in that store, but I'll get around it. I'll survive. It's exactly the same scenario. Yeah. And that's what's unfolding before our very eyes. Look, you got to look at a perspective from, it's kind of exciting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it really is.
It is.
It's exciting. It's interesting. Volatility means there's some uncertainty. You don't know.
But it means potential.
It absolutely does mean potential. And it means that this president doesn't believe that the status quo, number one, can be maintained, and that the status quo is not good for the long haul in U.S.'s future. I mean, that's it right there. And he is working diligently to change our future. You've got to lay the infrastructure and the groundwork, and that's what he's doing now. And when to do that, sometimes you want to build a nice highway, you got to tear up some dirt,
chop down some trees,
you got to move some things around.
Yep,
you got to lay it all. You got to lay it down, lay it out.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Bob and Greg show, everybody. It's the Z Morning Zoo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, those were the days. Well, there was some days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with a good Billy Joel song.
No,
every
Billy
once
Joel's
in a
music.
While.
Yeah.
He's backing the wrong horse, maybe.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm not surprised, but it's like, yeah.
He's backing Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, and not into a corner.
Mayor.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Yeah. It would just be Andrew Cuomo 2.0.
Yes.
Wasn't he the governor?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. He was the governor when COVID hit.
He was
the governor that sent a bunch of nursing home people, frankly, to their deaths.
That was the guy.
And then not only tried to cover it up, tried to put himself in like a heroic position when it was all said and done.
Wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
Talk about delusional. Wow.
But I guess they go way back, which, you
I'm
know.
I'm sure they do, yeah. A
couple of New York boys hanging out at the Italian restaurant. Hey, let's get a bottle of red and a bottle of white. Let's pick up a painting at Sears, huh?
Yeah.
Remember that song? That was a good song. Billy Joel donated $50,000 to the Fix the City Super PAC.
Well, it's fixed.
Yeah.
I'm not sure this was how to do it.
Now, Cuomo and him, they are buddies. Cuomo's actually the godfather of one of Joel's daughters.
Wow, that's tight then.
Yep. Mm. Attended a press conference announcing the Uptown Girl singer's residency at Madison Square Garden, which ended last year. Interestingly, the 75-year-old moving out singer now spends most of his time in the free state of Florida.
How ironic.
Yes.
So you're going to try to fix up New York City, but the reality is you know where things are much better.
Yeah, he says, I'll be spending more time in Florida like old Jewish guys from Long Island do. From Long Island. That's what they do. Yeah, I mean, look, there is a thing, you know, old friendships and stuff like that. I mean, I kind of get it. And especially if you're not living there anymore.
Yes.
It's like,
do you really know what's going on there, Billy?
Yeah. Good luck. It's kind of like, did you learn this while you're in Florida, Billy? Did you learn this one? Here's $50,000. Good luck, y'all.
Yeah.
In New York, Long Island. Good luck, y'all.
I don't think so. Huh.
It is very unfortunate that celebrities have decided to overlook the failures of Cuomo's governorship, including during the height of the COVID pandemic when he wrote a profit-making book with state employees. And that was Chairman Gerard Casser of the New York State Conservative Party. And he said, didn't Billy Joel move out? Well done.
He did.
Yeah. So... I mean, look, it's not really a shocking thing, and they go way not back, but Cuomo, I mean...
Really?
I mean, you talk about reheating leftovers.
Can't they just go
away? I mean, how many times can you do that? And when it's Italian food, if it's done well, I think you could probably reheat it a couple of few times.
Well, you know, it absorbs the tangy flavor, you know, into the pasta. So, yeah.
Lasagna.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, so...
going to be interesting.
I wonder what... I haven't seen, like, any polling. I'll have to look that up and see. I mean, he has huge name recognition, and he probably has plenty of old friends and old supporters, but, I mean, you know, it's there's a new generation of voters, basically, have kind of come along.
Right.
Since he was in office, and then, you know, his last actions were not good ones. But
no.
But he's a Cuomo.
That's their life. It's what they do. They're not giving up. They're not going away.
What about that the younger one who likes to look in the mirror and lift weights and ran out during COVID, went jogging?
See himself
Chris?
On TV.
Is it Chris Cuomo?
I don't remember.
He was on somebody's podcast. Or on with Bill Maher, maybe.
Yeah.
But, I mean, why didn't he take a crack at it?
See, I thought that would be the more likely case. I kind of didn't see this one coming when we were hearing about it.
Well, I mean, you know, can't teach an old dog new tricks, so the old dog does the old tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And you're left to clean up the mess, New York.
Yeah. Welcome to the pound.
A majority have an unfavorable view of Democrats in Congress, according to a weekly survey from the Economist YouGov. It found respondents, if they have a favorable or unfavorable view specifically of Democrats across the board, 60% said unfavorable. And of those, 37% have very unfavorable. Just 31% have a favorable view and only 10% very favorable.
Hmm.
Okay. So most Democrats, 71%, have a favorable view of Democrats in Congress. The vast majority of Republicans, 93%, have an unfavorable view. Most independents, 62%, and this is important, also have an unfavorable view of Democrats in Congress. Yeah, when it's just a general question, is anybody really happy with Congress? You would think that there'd be more unfavorable views. Now, I'm not talking about specific, you know, champions that truly are, you know, fighting in many cases, unfortunately, an uphill battle. I mean, the House, they put together a great spending bill that cuts the House Republicans cuts over $1 trillion in spending, which is where it should be. That's not as huge a cut as it sounds, because in the pre-COVID, it puts us back closer to pre-COVID, but still more spending than then. But yet, oh no, the Senate, they want to do a really wussy diluted kind of a bill. Let's look forward to better times. We the people are going to rock the country. 97.3 The Sky, we've got your free tickets. Monday morning, listen up. Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more all coming to Ocala May 9th and 10th. So listen Monday morning to the Bob Rose Show, and you'll get the code word and text and win your tickets. Message and data rates may apply. Tickets on sale now at rockthecountry.com. More headlines, more important information, some fun. It's all coming your way on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. It's amazing how, you know, springtime, it seems like things just pile up, events.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
We're still, enjoying the national championship that the Florida Gators men's basketball team brought us. I mean,
yes.
That is huge. And I guess the celebration is going to continue as we meld together basketball and football. Yeah, remember, it's springtime. What does that mean to Gator fans everywhere? Orange! Blue!
There you go.
Oh!
It's 'tis the season.
Listen, Mr. Two-Bits. Yeah, orange and blue game.
Yeah.
And I apologize that here it is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking about it. I'm bad.
Yeah, but you've been thinking about basketball.
Well, that's true. But it is going to be an even bigger deal, obviously, this year. It's going to be huge. The celebration is going to continue. The orange and blue game is set to kick off at 1 o'clock. And remember, this is where there's no fee. It's free! So, yes. And they're going to, I think you're going to have a pretty full house. Yeah, you're gonna see over 50,000 people there. I believe it. Remember what they do. You know, everybody gets together a little bit early, even though it kicks off at 1. There's some things a little bit. Here you go. The pregame fun begins at 10 a.m. on the North Lawn on University Avenue. And somebody's going to get a chance to win a custom Gators club car. You know, that's a, you know, a golf, fancy pants golf cart.
That'd be nice.
And as well as 1,000 Gators trucker hats being available to students. But, you know, some of those students, you can just swipe it and run.
Yeah.
They're not fast like they used to be.
That's a good point.
If Gators fans become Florida Victorious members, they can join the players and coaches in an autograph event. Et cetera, et cetera. And really, thanks for the information that I found on WRUF.
Ruff.
I don't think that's...
No?
No. They're the ESPN affiliate. They're our friends.
We have a
very good friendly relationship with them. They're
good folks.
They're some good people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And... all right. Take advantage.
Absolutely.
Of the orange and blue. Okay. Story of the day. The master.
Yes.
Sit back and watch Renoir.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Step back and watch the great one.
Mm-hmm.
Paint a picture of the future in the golden age of America. I'm talking about Donald J. Trump. And how he owns the market.
I thought you were talking about Bob Ross for a second there. I wasn't sure. So,
yeah. Oh, good old Bob Ross. Rest in peace.
Wrong painting. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I never really graduated from paint by numbers, so it's never going to work out for me.
We'll leave it to the Trumpster.
Even though people have gotten me, like, I got a birthday present one time. It's like a chia pet.
Yeah.
The Bob Ross chia pet.
Oh, I remember this. Yes.
But they changed it to Bob Rose.
I remember that.
Pretty clever.
It was. What's he painting for us, this masterpiece?
Well, he's dealing with all of our trading partners around the world from a position of strength. We're the largest consumers on the planet by far. We only export 11% as part of our economy. That's very small for an advanced nation. Very small. A lot smaller than it used to be, by the way. So, yes, we would like to export more. That number will only go up and will only be better for American workers. But in the meantime, there are those that depend on their exports. And if they're depending on exports to keep their economy alive, like China, they need us more than we need them. And President Trump fully understands that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's playing this exactly the way he should, which is strong and confident, being a little cocky, but more with the other nations, not cocky with China, but just strong and steadfast. So he's playing that, in my opinion, exactly right. So he placed a 90-day moratorium on most of the nation's tariffs to give them a chance to cooperate. He said, you know, this is, he opened the door for those who want to sit down and talk. And a lot of nations responded. And as a result of their response, they're given a, you know, 90-day reprieve. And of course, maybe longer, depending on each individual deal. China, on the other hand, said, oh, you want to raise tariffs? Well, we're gonna raise them higher. And then we came back and said, really? Let's do 125% tariff.
Here, hold my rice.
Yeah, later on today, Trump is going to go, double infinity! Tariffs on you, double infinity!
Oh, man.
Right?
Yes, don't put it past him.
Double infinity.
And then some. Yeah. And more if necessary.
And even on top of that, huge tariffs.
Yes, huge.
No, really, the point I'm trying to make is there's always going to be adjustments. The market is going to react, overreact to things. It is more sensitive than it used to be. Trading now is so super high tech, so computerized, so literally at the speed of light, mm-hmm. that things happen very, very quickly. And things kind of take on sort of a tsunami effect, whether it is buying or selling or both. So, yeah, a lot of the market hinges on every move, every thought, which is not how you really want the market to be. You want it to be sensitive to changes, but not hair trigger crazy either.
Well, that's kind of where they seem to go. And even Trump was saying, hey, you know, calm down. But
panickins.
They kind of brought it on themselves and at some level. But it did make for an opportunity for some.
The one team you shouldn't play for, the panickins.
That's right.
We don't want no panickins around here.
Yeah, they would want to know what their mascot's going to be.
The market yesterday made really a historic turnaround. And I saw it going on, and it's like a basketball game, and you're winning. You're way up in the score, and you're like, don't let off the pedal. Don't let off the pedal. You know, we got to make it across the finish line before the market closes. I was so mm-hmm. worried that all of a sudden it would go, you know, almost upside yeah. down.
Absolutely.
And,
but you know, yeah. calm down, people. Calm down.
Now, there are some that if they look, they go after the president and say awful things about him, Adam Schiff being one of them. Oh. Adam Schiff's the guy that said he had irrefutable evidence that proves that Trump is an operative for the Russian government. He said that.
Yes, he did. Multiple times.
Yes.
Absolutely.
As a congressman.
Yes.
So the whack jobs in California, what do?
They show him.
They vote for him for Senate.
Oh, okay.
They're like, you really want that shifty Schiff in there? Mr. Shady, man.
Apparently so.
The real Shim Shady.
He is.
He said, I wonder if anybody in the Trump administration is, you know, taking advantage of the market fluctuations. Well, yeah, if they're smart, they are. But what he was really saying was, oh, is there like some insider trading going on here? Really? Yeah. Yeah. Because it's magic dust that makes, you know, very middle class Congress people. Come out the other end millionaires. It's just magic dust that does that. not any extremely smart stock purchases. So
no.
Give me a break on every level there.
How petty of these people to even go there.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Larry, good morning.
Morning. So you're watching the market yesterday, huh, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was too. I've been trading stocks for 45 years. And I cannot remember another day that came out better than yesterday. But that being said, I watched the news, too. That all started almost the moment that Trump said, I'm going to put the tariff on hold for 9 days because he's got so many countries he's dealing with. It's going to take a little longer to work out the mm-hmm. the details of each deal on tariff. So was an incredibly positive day. If you're new to the market, I'm not trying to tell people that this is a great time to enter. It's twitchy, so be careful.
Well, yeah, but you've been doing this for a long time. I'm guessing you see some rough waters ahead. I keep using the word volatility because I think that's a word we're all going to hear over and over again. But let's say you're, you know, 5 years from retirement. Do you think over the next 2 years things will smooth out and then we'll get some great growth And then, so say at the 5-year mark from right now, we're going to be in great shape, right?
Well, I have to preface that. I agree. I want to believe that, and it will happen if the snowflakes let, if they don't find some way to stop Trump. If Trump is successful in a couple of years, yes, you'll see what is going to be unbelievable.
Well, I always appreciate the input, and I don't know Larry off the air, but he was a longtime regular caller, and he has done very well.
Yeah.
And he was always paying attention and trading on a regular basis, so I always appreciate his input. He must be a rare stop his vacation tour.
Gotcha.
Stop on in, you know, gas up the RV and
quick hit and run on the bottom.
Say hello
show.
To the friends and neighbors and relatives, and then he'll probably be back out again. God bless you, Larry. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. A lot of things going on, including the Orange and Blue game Saturday. We'll talk about all that coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Another day in paradise. Oh, yeah. It's Thursday. 8:50 right now. 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Masters tees off later on today from Augusta. Orange and Blue game Saturday at the stadium. I think you're going to get over 50,000 fans there. I think it's going to be huge. We're still celebrating the national championship that the Gator men's basketball team brought us. Awesome. So, yes, the town will be abuzz. It'll be all about the Gators weekend, and that's a good thing. Real quick, and I'm not going to belabor the whole stock thing. It's been, you know, the big story, the surge yesterday, incredible. I mean, you had the Dow jump 5.9%, S&P 500 rising 7.3%, NASDAQ soared 8.9%. I mean, this was really dramatic. And you don't have to be a day in and day out follower of the market to just know how that what happened is historical and huge. But if you peel back the layers a little bit, there's even really, instead of arguing over, well, when you relax the tariffs on some countries, you know, it did this or it did that. And I'm no expert here, but I'm going to share information that I am gaining a little bit of an understanding of. And it has to do with treasury bonds, okay? And apparently, we auction off these 10-year treasury notes. And the bond sold at a yield of 4.435%. Now, that's a little lower than expected. But they call it a significant stop through. In other words, that's a sign that investors were very eager to buy up even below prevailing market rates. In other words, and a lot of this, they're called indirect bidders. They're foreign buyers into our bond market. So if you extrapolate how this whole thing works, and like I said, I have, you know, not a deep understanding or knowledge, but the way things went down, as quickly as they went down for the prices that they occurred at, this shows a huge foreign investor support for the U.S. Huge. So, you know, the talking heads can debate all about the Trump presidency. The fact of the matter is the people with the money laid their good money on the line believing that America has better days ahead. That's huge. Foreign investors scooped up 88% of their allocation. That far exceeds historical norms. Analysts characterize the auction as very strong. Okay, so this is all part of that sort of infrastructure that impacts and affects the market. And that was a very good sign that fundamentally people still believe, and maybe even believe in a much stronger way than they had in a previous administration, that our best days are ahead. Remember, these are foreign investors. If the idea of a tariff is so awful that America would place on other nations, would members of those other nations invest in America while we're punishing, theoretically, their countries? They wouldn't. They know what Trump's doing. He's trying to reset things, and they know that really the target of most of this has to do with China. Right? But everybody else, of course, is going to be impacted. by that. So, anyway, another good sign. I like it. And go Trump, go. Yeah, I just think if we're not panickins and we're able to we're able to push through some volatile times, I think we're going to be rewarded with some great times and for the long haul. And that's kind of been the lack of focus that we've had for a long time. And I'll give you a quick example. Every quarter, Wall Street wants to know, because the report card comes out, how your company did. Quarterly reports. So every 3 months, you're under the microscope. You've got to perform. You've got a board of directors. You're the CEO. You have a fiduciary responsibility. The pressure's high. I got to compete. I got to win. I got to raise profit margins. And they keep raising what the targets are. And you have to find another way to skin that cat, so to speak. You got to find another way. You got to cut labor. You got to send that labor overseas. And once a lot of the big companies realized how financially they could gain from that action, they went for it. And what happened was, there's still a lot of companies located in the U.S. There's still a lot of service things related to service economies and all that you can't really farm out. And what happened was, you would see a deterioration of quality because you can only cut so much corporately before you start to get beyond the fat and deep into the meat and perhaps even a little bit on the bone. You know, if you're like me and you know the term bone on bone.
Yep.
That's pain. That's not good. Just like your meniscus is deteriorating. So is the quality of much of what Americans would do and perform in day to day, because corporate found, hey, we can cut labor. The customer won't even notice it. And it doesn't always show up in spreadsheets directly. Of course, if you cut labor costs, now that goes on the spreadsheet right away. So what happened is, America changed, and it wasn't about, I got my manager, I'm the boss, and, I want Tony and his family to have a good life. So I'm invited to dinner over their house, and I see, wow, he's raising a couple of good kids, lives in a decent neighborhood, and I pound my chest. And I thank the good Lord for his blessings, but I also am passing it along, knowing that I've got a good employee and I'm taking care of him. Those days went out the window about the same time Leave It to Beaver left the air, unfortunately. And we've all suffered as a nation since then in many ways. But things are definitely looking up, and they're looking brighter. Thank you, Donald J. Trump. 97.3 The Sky.